You're listening to Fan of a Fan, an independently produced podcast for stands by stands. I'm Augie.
And I'm Kayla.
And this is a surprise episode.
Surprise! So we decided that we're going to start uploading 3 episodes a month. As you guys may know, we upload every other week, but now we're going to start doing 3 episodes a month. So that's fun. That's awesome. The third episode will usually be a weekend review with pop culture things and such. So yeah, today we'll be talking about the things that happened in the last week with celebrities and teens. So hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Yeah. And while you're listening, please don't forget to use the hashtag FOAFPOD. That's FOAFPOD if you want to read it, but that sounds weird. So if you want to look up our hashtag, just go to our Twitter account bio and you'll see the hashtag and other people tweeting about it, hopefully, because we want to hear y'all's thoughts as you listen. So yeah,
let's go.
Let's get into it. All right, so this week in pop culture, what have we been paying attention to? What is our first story of the week?
Ed Sheeran. He was kind of weird this week.
He was really weird this week. Break it down.
He did an interview with GQ, I believe, and he pretty much said that, like, singer-songwriters that have come up after him have copied, and I quote, every single thing he's done. And to me, I don't know. To me, it felt like a dig at Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Former Viner turned singer. And, you know, he may have been right, because, I mean, his last album is very Ed Sheeran-esque. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he even said it, you know, that he drew a lot of inspiration from Ed Sheeran and John Mayer. But I don't know. It just seems so weird coming from Ed Sheeran because I don't remember him being cocky. I never really watched any interviews, but I don't remember people talking about him being like really cocky or whatever. I don't know. I thought it was kind of weird that he made that, you know, comment or whatever. So,
yeah, I was kind of surprised. I mean, like you said, I feel like when we were first introduced to Ed Sheeran, he was literally like this, you know, grizzly looking like redhead kid, kind of chubby, you know he was cute because he wasn't cute, if that makes any sense. Like he had a really endearing personality and he was talented, and he is, but I'm not surprised that this is coming from him now, because just what's been happening over the past couple years, like, he really exploded. And so I guess an ego is like bound to come with that for some people. But I mean, if you even think of like some of his singles, like that song, not Sing, but whichever song where he was talking about how Niall was coming up and cheated on him with Ellie Goulding or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Or no, not Niall didn't cheat on him. Ellie Goulding cheated on him with Niall. I don't want to start any tin hat theories, but anyways, like when you think about like songs like that, like he was starting to like have this like attitude, you know, that he wasn't just this like sweet boy on like, you know, that was singing on like some of his first singles from the first album. And so I don't know. I mean, it's weird. I think he does have a point. Like, it is obvious that Shawn Mendes, you know,
definitely sounds
a lot like what you would hear from Ed Sheeran. But I mean, to like call people out on it like that, whether directly or indirectly, it's just not a good look.
And I mean, honestly, like, he wasn't the first to do this. You know what I mean?
You mentioned John Mayer. Like, you're not the first white boy with a guitar.
With a guitar.
Exactly.
John Mayer and like Justin Mazuka. How do you pronounce his last name? I think that's what it's
called. Yeah, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
So, you know, that's who I'm thinking about when I think about like the OG white boys with guitars. So, and I mean, they go beyond that. So, I don't know. I just thought it was very weird that he just felt like he pioneered this almost. So, no. And I mean, he said that he knows he's not the first to do it, but he also said everybody after him copied him. It's like, you realize that you're not the first to do it. So who are you to think that maybe they didn't just hijack John Mayer's whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, why you specifically?
And he mentioned in the interview, he's like, yeah, like, you know, I want to be the greatest male singer in the world, and Taylor wants to be the greatest female singer in the world, and, you know, we're just going to, like, take over together. And I mean, like, even Taylor, though, like, she doesn't come out here with that kind of ego. Like, yeah, she sells records. She sells records. She may not win everyone over, but as far as, like, you know, getting what she needs to get done, done when it comes to her music, like, she does do it. You know, she writes. She's a business person in her own right. But, yeah. I mean, even she's not out here. Like, she's actually shown proven results, and she has created a lane of her own in a lot of ways, you know. But even she's not out here talking like that. So it was just, like, weird, and it definitely put a bad taste in my mouth. So I don't know. Ed Sheeran, get it together.
And I mean, you know, speaking of copying, his song sounds like that Sia song, Cheap Thrills, anyway. His most recent
song. Oh, yeah, it does sound like Cheap Thrills.
So, you know, whatever, bruh.
Whatever.
But, so Lady Gaga is performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are your expectations, Kathy?
Yeah, so my expectations... I really, really need, like, 2009, 2010, even 2011 Gaga to return.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way this performance is going to live up to, like, any hype there is, you know, is if she is able to truly put on a show the way that she used to. And also she needs to, and I mean, we've known, as we've seen with, like, previous Super Bowl halftime shows, the performers go back to their hits. So we most likely won't be hearing anything from Joanne. I still haven't heard anything from Joanne, which is also a plus. There was, like, a rumor a couple weeks ago, you know, someone quote unquote leaked a set list, which definitely wasn't real because there were multiple, like, misspellings, but one of them was, like, kind of showing the rundown of how the performance was going to go. And it was like Beyonce descends from the sky and they perform a telephone together. Which, by the way, was like telephone. The video was my favorite video of that, like, year, of that time. Like, I think that was one of the greatest collaborations, like, you know, of recent years. So I would love that. I mean, I think a lot of people would scream that it's too much Beyonce because she, you know, she did the 2013 one. She did a surprise appearance last year's Super Bowl. But we are going to be in Houston this year. So I almost wish they would have saved it for this year. But, I mean, she still rocked it last year. So I don't know. If they could revive the telephone, you know, duet, that would be really, really cool. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it'll only, you know, truly be amazing if she goes back to her hits and also is able to put on a performance like the way she used to. What about you?
I think if she wants to make, like, a political statement, she should definitely perform Born This Way.
Oh, yeah.
And have it be, like, a really, like, over-the-top thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I saw on Twitter that Tony Bennett was confirmed for the role. Was that a rumor or was that true?
I don't know. I did see that. I honestly didn't click on to see if it was true or not. I would believe it because her and Tony have been super, you know, I don't know. Like, the thing is, like, they love bringing surprise guests, and I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, I, like, the thing is, I would not be surprised if he came on. But I don't really, I need to see, like, old school Gaga, like, the whole time just killing it on stage, and I need fire, I need the choreo, I need all of that, and I don't really think I need Tony Bennett to be a part of it, but he most likely will.
We'll see. I mean, like, I'm just imagining, like, her going from a big you know, a big song, one of her big hits, and then, like, going to a ballad with Tony Bennett, like, way to kill the mood.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
So I don't know, I hope that's not true, or if he is gonna be performing, I hope he, like, does a little two-step or something.
I know, and then if just two steps choreo off the stage.
So yeah, that Super Bowl halftime show, I'm excited to see what she does.
It should be interesting. Oh, and I'm also excited for before the halftime show. I think the if you're a Hamilton fan, you know the Skylar sisters, the three original. Yeah, they're going to be singing America the Beautiful. And I'm just really excited because they aren't on, well, one of the Skylar sisters, Jasmine Seyfish-Jones, she's still in the cast, but the other two kind of moved on. And so it'll be a nice little reunion for all the Hamilton fans out there. And you'll actually get to see them perform live because you probably couldn't afford to do it when they were on the show. So I'm really excited for that, too. It should be really cool.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So what's next on our ticket?
Oh, man, we saved the best for last. A little bit of Rihanna and Azealia Banks drama, which was great. So, all right. So correct me if I'm wrong, but this all started on Instagram, right?
I thought it was Twitter.
I thought it was it Twitter or Instagram?
Well, because of Rihanna's tweet. She's talking about the Muslim ban.
Yeah, so she was talking about the Muslim ban, and she tweeted, like, Rihanna tweeted her, the fact that she opposed it, obviously. And then the blog for Harriet posted a screenshot of Rihanna's tweet on Instagram.
Yeah.
And was pretty much like, this is why we love her, blah, blah, blah. And then Azealia Banks hops in the comments of that Instagram post and is pretty much like, you know, are you even American? Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, pretty much like going off. And we're, it doesn't make any sense. Like, she's going on this rant.
She said celebrities are using their influence to stir the public and be against the president. And she mentioned that, you know, Rihanna can't even vote and stuff. And it's like, so what?
Mess.
Can you not have an opinion? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It was so, she's so strange.
She's wow, so she's strange. So but basically, so then Rihanna catches wind of the Instagram comment. She posts a photo on Instagram of herself and was like, you know, in the caption basically like, this is what an immigrant looks like. And she had three amazing hashtags, which I need to
hashtag save our hens.
Hashtag save our hens was my favorite.
Hashtag I love nuggets. And then what was the last one? Something about chickens.
Something about chickens. And basically this is all a dig at like Azealia, who it was like, we found out recently that she would sacrifice chickens, basically, like in her basement.
Like 3 years. No, it was in like a closet, like a hallway closet.
Yeah, it was so weird. Like, and so did she post like a Snapchat or something of her like cleaning her base, her cleaning the room where she would sacrifice them? And there was like dried blood and feathers everywhere. Disgusting. Just so weird. Just so weird. So basically Rihanna was like, you know, alluding to that, which to me, the fact that she even knew about that and did it was like hilarious. Rihanna keeps up. So, and it didn't end there. Like apparently Azealia like texted Rihanna some stuff, like something about like, oh, you know, that's why you're not as good as Beyonce. And, you know, that's why you have like a drug and alcohol problem, blah, 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 blah. And so first Rihanna tweeted the screenshot of the text with the number out and like just tweeted weirdos as the caption. But then she deleted the tweet.
And made it her icon.
And made that screenshot her icon. And like,
which is, you know, like throwback Rihanna, like when you think about the Tiana Taylor argument and stuff like that.
Tiana
and
Taylor, Sierra.
Yes, TLC. Like the icon change, you know, that's when you really, that's when you've really done it.
Yeah, because like people who've been following Rihanna for a while, like will remember that, you know, a few years ago, like Rihanna used to just always be on Twitter. Like getting into it with other people and like just the queen of clapbacks. Like I'm pretty sure the Twitter clapback was, if you look it up in any dictionary, Rihanna's face is right next to it. And but like for some reason, like in the last like I guess year or two, like she hasn't been as outspoken when things like this happen. She kind of just lets it like roll off her back. And so it was just an amazing return of petty Rihanna. Just like between the Instagram post and then between that and then changing her icon to this screenshot of these texts and also leaving Azealia's number open, which was hilarious. And a bunch of people like confirmed that it was her number by like searching it on Facebook, and like her Facebook account was the one associated with it, and then same thing on Instagram. And so someone, like some account posted, like tweeted that Rihanna accidentally leaked the number when she was posting the screenshot.
I don't understand.
It wasn't an accident
or anything like that. They don't get it.
It
like,
wasn't an accident. Please give my girl more credit than that. It wasn't an accident.
Come on now. Yeah. It's one of those like relatable accounts or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so funny. Like I was dying, and I think everybody was so excited on Twitter. It's just because she's back. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, she's back. She's back. She's back to being Petty Rihanna. But I don't know, like Azealia Banks, she has been coming at Rihanna for a while now. And I think I've seen like some of her fans say it was because of like Azealia like worked on her album or something like that. But the song she wrote or produced, whatever she might have done, were scrapped. And so she's been upset about that for a long time and stuff like that. So I don't know, really weird, but you know, I was saying that people should stop giving her attention, but this was just so funny.
This was too hilarious. I mean, I generally don't care for her at all, and I really still don't, but this was just, like, honestly, if Rihanna hadn't responded, no one would have noticed anyway.
No.
But, like, I wouldn't have cared. Like, I wouldn't have gotten upset about it or anything. But the fact that Rihanna's always going to win. Like, in situations like this, she's always going to win. Exactly. So it just is what it is. Don't mess with Rihanna. And I'm excited for the return of Petty Re.
Yes. Or even just her tweeting. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah. Because she spent tweeting. The longest time just tweet. Her tweets would just be promo.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's like someone in her circle told her to stop or like she just got tired of it and needed a break. Like, who knows? Or maybe it's because this specific issue just hits so close to home. She's just like, oh, no, you're not getting away with this. Like,
what you won't do.
What you won't do.
What you won't do. So now we're going to get into our flops and faves of the week. Mm-hmm. And if this is your first time listening, it is our favorite and least favorite thing that happened during the week. I'm going to let you go first.
Cool. All right, so my fave this week, shout out to vitamins. I have a vitamin D deficiency, and it really hits me hard, like, in the wintertime because I'm not getting as much sun. So it's, like, I should be taking my vitamin D supplements, like, all year round, but I don't really truly feel the effects, like, in my mood and just feeling sluggish and stuff until the wintertime when I'm, like, rarely outside. So last week, I finally got my vitamin D and, like, started taking it regularly. And then I also started, like, working out regularly, which I haven't been doing. And, like, y'all, when I tell you, like, the world was burning, but I was in the best mood. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's insane how much, like, these little changes in your lifestyle can, like, just give you so much of a better, like, perspective on life and just making you feel like you can really get through it. And I just know that, like, as we are dealing with crazy shit, like, on the daily now, I just think it's so important to, like, take care of yourself, whether that is working out, eating better, taking your vitamins, whatever. But yeah, so that's my fave, is just vitamins and general just self-care. But my flop of the week goes to Selena Gomez and The Weeknd.
Why?
Okay, so as you guys know, if you've been following this, like, they are, like, a rumored couple. You know, they've been photographed, you know, PDA, all that stuff, whatever. But I came across these photos, like, yesterday or the day before where they're, like, at this restaurant. And, like, it's just so obvious that this is a PR stunt. Like, I honestly thought, I didn't think that, like, Drake and J-Lo's little thing could have, like, I couldn't imagine that anything else could be more fake than that. But then I saw the pictures of The Weeknd and Selena, and I'm like, are you serious? Like, I'm not into it. I'm not into this couple at all. I mean, I really don't know who I would want The Weeknd with, like, to begin with, but... And same for Selena. Like, I don't really know that I necessarily ship her with anyone either, but I'm not feeling them together at all. And so, yeah, they're my flop of the week because I just think it's super fake. But I guess, and also their ship name is disgusting.
What is
like,
it?
It's like Saleekend.
Oh!
It's so bad. It's so bad.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Saleekend. So... Between that, just, like, there's nothing about this that I want to happen or that I'm rooting for, so I'm just giving them the flop of the week. So, honestly, I think it's, like, working its way up to a collab because she's due for new music, so that's probably what it is. But they're not going to beat Love Me Harder, so forget it. Anyways, what are your flops and faves this week?
Let's see. My fave this week, Kehlani's album just came out. Is that how you say her name? I don't know. I've never said her name out loud.
I always say Kehlani.
Kehlani. Okay,
yeah, but I don't know that. Don't, please don't take me.
Okay, so either Kehlani or Kehlani. She put out her album recently. I'm just realizing that I've never said her name out loud.
It's so funny because anyway. I always throw back to like when you came to my house and we were talking about chips and I completely, oh, we had like completely different pronunciations of certain ship names. It's never been more embarrassing than that because you realize you've never said it out loud, and when you do, someone roasts you for it. Like, that's not, but no, anyway, go on.
So,
Kehlani's album.
Yes, Kehlani's album just came out this past Friday, and it's okay. Like, I don't hate it, but I'm not like in love with it either. I think I like her. You Should Be Here mixtape a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. I had a few people saying that.
Yeah, so I like her songs where she's, you know, just singing. I don't really like that rap. I mean, that like rap, talk, sing type thing she does sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I don't really like her songs about her story. That sounds terrible, but like...
Wait, is this your flop or your fave?
My fave. I'm getting to it. But I don't really like her songs about her story. I don't know. They just seem so corny to me. But anyway... Overall, the album is pretty good, but my favorite song on the album, it is so good. It's this song is what makes it really good. If it was gonna be really good, this is the song. It's called Keep On. Mm-hmm. It's so okay. It reminds me of a Brandy song from like the early 2000s. Not really like baby Brandy, but like Full Moon Brandy. Mm-hmm. Reminds me of that. And she sounds really good on it. Like, she doesn't sound like a tiny baby like she does on a bunch of her other songs. Mm-hmm. And I just really enjoy it. You know, my wig is over the moon when I listen to it. So yeah, Keep On is my fave of the week. I can't stop listening to it. It's about the girl being the dog in the relationship. And I can relate.
I feel the same way as you. As far as the album as a whole, but there are certain tracks on the album that I just will, yeah, like I'm in love with. But yes, my personal favorite that has really grown on me is Undercover. Mm-hmm. And I think like it's really interesting because like your flop of the week last week was like really bad sampled songs. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, I don't know, to me, Undercover is a really good example of like a song that like you samples something else, but like does it, yeah, in a really nice and subtle way. Like the, yeah, fact that that she sampled an Akon song, I feel like it really sneaks up on you. Like you almost don't even, mm-hmm, realize it. And also, I appreciate the, you know, Kehlani's song for what it is and not, you know, it doesn't make me want to shut off her song to go play the Akon song.
Yeah, she has another song on the album where she samples Aaliyah's, I want to say, 4-page letter, mm-hmm, and it made me want to go listen to 4-page letter. Mm. So I do appreciate Undercover for, you know, not making me want to go listen to an Akon song. I don't know if I'd ever want to just go willingly listen to an Akon song.
Anyway, yeah, that's true. But yeah, I do love Undercover, and I am just happy for her. Like, she had a really shitty 2016, I feel like. Yeah. And so just seeing how happy this album release has made her, it's technically her first debut album, yeah, you know, and not mixtape. And so, yeah, I was happy for her.
How it sells.
Yeah, yeah, it should be interesting. So shout out to Kehlani. I hope, yeah, we're pronouncing your name right.
Yeah, if we're not, you know, write us, let us know.
Yeah, or come on the show, it's cool.
Yeah, come on the show, girl. My flop of the week goes to Uber's CEO, and let me tell you why. Okay, it's not because he's a Trump supporter like everybody is upset about, right? Or, you know, because of all these things like getting people to pay for coming from like airports where there were taxi strikes and stuff like that. None of that. You know, that's all bad, but like, I think he's my flop of the week this week because he ratted on so many other CEOs of, you know, other big businesses because he was catching heat. And I was just like, that reminds me of a 5-year-old that like does something wrong, but they say, oh, well, such and such did this too. And it's like, well, that doesn't matter right now. We're not talking about them.
Someone said he snitched on more people than Bobby Shmurda did.
Did, like, it was so crazy. Like, I was reading his little, I don't know, was that like a press statement or whatever, and he like listed like 10 different people and put in parentheses the, you know, businesses they were, you know, over and stuff like that. And I mean, it was funny to me, but it was also like, damn, bro, like, let these people live. They were trying to live their Trump supporting life in, you know, privately, or, you know, even if they weren't private about it, it wasn't your business to tell everyone. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I just thought it was like super funny that he did that. And he's my flop of the week for being a snitch, because snitches get stitches.
Right.
But yeah, cool. So thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys. That was fun.
Shout out to Dion, our mm-hmm. podcast DJ.
Yes.
She makes the music in the beginning and the end of every episode. You can follow her on SoundCloud and Twitter and all the things at your girl DJ Magic. She has a new mix up right now. It is an ode to the Atlanta Falcons, or Atlanta in general, really. We had the Falcons on this podcast, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. We have to, like, we have to do it because it's her, so whatever. It's a great mix, though. It's a great mix.
Yeah, it is. If you want to be reminded of your, like, middle school days, if you're as old as I am, definitely go listen to it. But, yeah.
Yeah, so follow her. You can also follow the show at The Fan Podcast on Twitter and Tumblr. You can follow our personal accounts. Just look at the description box on your podcast app, or look on our Twitter bio for the show, and you'll see all of our personal handles as well. Rate us on iTunes. That'd be really mm-hmm. cool. We've gotten some cool ratings. So shout out to y'all for telling Apple that you like us, because it really helps. And yeah, so I guess we'll see y'all next week.
Next week.
Bye.
Bye.